This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being, and I want you, truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are involved, that you are engaged, that you are helping to make things happen. All right, head up to the website, therealside.com. And there's a couple things you could do up there. One of them is give me your email address. I send out an email every week and let you know what's going on and kind of things we're selling, what have you. This week's got a lot of new stuff, a lot of good stuff in it. Dan Pilla from, you know, Tax Help Online. I got to tell you something. I've had a couple of conversations with the guy. If you want to grab the show from last week, you need to. He is an upright. Actually, it's funny. I met another show host this weekend who doesn't have him on the show as much as he knows the guy personally. And he said, man, he is such an upstanding guy, such a righteous guy. So, you know, if you have tax issues, if you think you may have some tax issues or you're, whatever you got going on, if it involves the IRS, give him a call. They're up on our website, therealside.com. Or if you had signed up for our email blast, you would have got it in our email blast, okay? Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, if you want to get text messages from us, you want to text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. And last but not least, money. Takes money to keep these shows going. I'm starting to feel like a televangelist here, okay? I mean, because I know some of you guys see it that way. But here's the deal. You don't realize how much traffic, how much these social media companies are squeezing conservative commentators. Some of you know my buddies over at, what is it, Conservative Commandos Radio, okay? These guys were cranking. Sharon Angle is part of it and a few others that I know. And I got to tell you, Facebook threw them off. They've been squelched on Twitter. They can't get their message out. They were a clean, solid, hardcore right-wing conservative group, okay? Not over the top, not conspiracy theorists, not any of that stuff that some people find distasteful. But Facebook found a couple of ins, if you would, and cut them out. That's it. End of discussion. It's not right. Not cool. You know what I mean? So more and more and more, we have to do it on our own. So if some of you want to know about, you know, we're working on nonprofits. We're working on a nonprofit status to where we can make it easier for you to give should you want to give. And again, I appreciate anything you do. Give up a cup of coffee and send it to us. It's really that simple. All right. We have taken a few more steps towards what's that called? Communism. Oh, God bless. This thing has got me like going out of my mind. This is so stupid. And the problem is, like with de Blasio, New York, you guys are voting for this crap. You're the ones helping to make it happen. I don't understand it. Because I'd fight tooth and nail for stuff like this, against stuff like this. Let me see if I can pull her up here and get this to work right. Ah, there you go. So, a Denver City Council winner promises to usher in communism by any means she can. I want you to think about that. And she got elected. I think it was 52-47 or something like that, and one undecided or whatever. But what I'm trying to say is that they get elected. They get elected the way we're supposed to, according to the Constitution. A Constitution that was written against communism, against socialism. And yet somehow, and you want to know why I don't trust the people, somehow she got elected. Take a listen.
I don't believe that our current economic system actually works. Capitalism by design is extractive, and in order to generate profit in a capitalist system, something has to be exploited. That's land, labor, or resource.
Yeah, right. Land, labor.
And I think that we're in late phase capitalism, and we know it doesn't work, and we've got to move into something new. And I believe in community ownership of land, labor, resources, and distribution of those resources. And so whatever that morphs into, I think, is what will serve community the best. And I'm excited to usher it in by any means necessary.
Now, you understand that's communism, right? In case some of you need help with this, right? Communism, this is Webster's Dictionary, an economic system based on public ownership of property and control of the methods of production, and in which no person profits from the work of others. All right? And again, I'd be willing to discuss that term with anybody that wants to call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you really believe that communism would work, communism is a good thing for us to have, you are out of your minds. And I say this to everybody, why don't you move to a communist country? Why don't you move to a socialist country? If you really feel that that is the way to go, that is the kind of government to have, what are you doing here? In the recent election, Albus Brooks, a well-funded two-term incumbent councilman, was defeated by, in a runoff election by a 32-year-old policy wonk and community organizer named Candy, it looks like, DeBaca, a fifth-generation Denver native with a noble political style. She's drawn comparisons from right-wing media and left-wing groups alike to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. You know, bet you never saw that coming, she told someone on the phone earlier in the week. The comparison makes sense, though, because like AOC, she's a Democrat, socialist, and Latina. The two identity labels that made both of their victories. You know, this is really funny. It's like, now we're back in, we're not back in, now we're pushing identity politics. This is nuts. Because now it's not the best person for the job. Now it's, what do we have a queer Latina now, we're going to need a gay person, we'll need a lesbian, we'll need a transgender, we'll need a black transgender, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I got to go get a drink. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen, and you can take the poll. Also, you know, if you want to be notified by text message that we're coming on, you can text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222. Let me bring him on. He's one of my favorite guys to have on the show with me. It's Julio Rivera, George. You know what? I don't have him on enough. That's the problem. I don't have him on enough, and he needs to come on more often. And when he comes out to L.A., we're going to duct tape him to the chair so we can have him on the show, too. Julio, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate that, man. I really love doing your show all the time. I love coming out. I love doing it in person. I love seeing you in person. We see each other all the time, all around the country at various events. And, like, you know, really, it's just, it's really nice to talk to you always. It's always great. It's always a great night when I get to talk to Joe Messina.
But I know I'm the, I know I'm the last date in the book because I see who you hang with. Okay? I would have to carry the drinks for some of those people. Okay? I see you with the Trump Juniors and, you know, I see you with these people. I know what you're, you know, I see you with the guys with the $2,000 suits. I don't have a $20 suit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, just saying.
You look great, though. You look great in,
well, thank
a,
you.
In like, a, those Charlie Sheen shirts that you wear. It's very California. You look like Charlie Harper.
Charlie Sheen. Wow. All right. Well,
no, remember how the shirts you used to wear on Two and a Half Men? That's basically what you wear.
Yeah. I used to call
I
used to call them Hispanic bowling shirts. I mean, that's what I always thought they felt like.
Exactly. Yes, that's basically what they are. I have plenty in my closet that I don't wear. So.
Yeah. Well, I got stuff I don't wear, but it's for other reasons. It doesn't fit anymore, and it's a story for another day. Anyway. Hey, listen, I don't know if you know this. I'm going to go through we're going to talk a little bit about Trump and some of the leaks that are happening and the polls that are out there, but I was just doing a story about, do you know that Denver just elected a socialist, a Democratic socialist, who is like AOC's twin sister? Only difference is she has said she is going to usher in communism any way she can, any way she has to. I mean, this is like electing de Blasio. You know what you were getting. She said that ahead of time. I mean, it's disgusting. It is just disgusting what we're doing to this country, don't you think?
Yeah, no, it's horrible. I mean, they're not even in the closet anymore. They're not hiding. They're completely out. They're like, hey, you know, we're here to seize the means of production and to equally assure misery, I guess. Yeah, that's basically the future of the Democrat Party. I mean, listen, Tom Perez said it. That's the direction that they're moving in. And, you know, the old establishment, I think, is seen as kind of bland. It doesn't do anything to excite the younger voters. The younger voters are always, for whatever reason, steered towards, and, you know, not all younger voters. I mean, I know a lot of great young conservatives that, you know, they understand the Constitution, they understand individual liberties and all these wonderful things and capitalism and free markets. But, I mean, that's how they're trying to get the youth. They're trying to get these new, more radicalized, sort of candidates. I mean, look at Ilhan Omar, or whatever. I can't even say her name. Ilhan Omar, sorry.
Right.
And stuff.
Right.
The less I say it, the better for America. But the truth of the matter is that they're just, you know, now we're getting these people that just, quite frankly, don't believe in the Constitution or American values.
Nope.
And that's going to be what the Democrats are going to push. And, you know, hopefully, it's weird. It's like I'm kind of, it's a double-edged sword. It's almost like if Biden, let's say for the presidency, right? If Biden wins the nomination, although they're saying that he's polling well, which I don't believe that. I take that with a grain of salt. I mean, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win, too. She had a 99% probability, according to CNN, on, you know, whatever it was, November 6th of 2016, and the next day she fell flat on her face.
Right.
So, I mean, you take it with a grain of salt, but like, let's say like a guy like Biden runs. Biden, if God forbid, let's say Murphy's Law goes into effect, and, you know, Biden was to win, I think his America would be not quite as bad as, let's say, Bernie Sanders' America.
Oh, no kidding. No kidding. I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like one of those things that's almost like, okay, he has the best shot supposedly in polling. So it's almost like you hope, even though he technically would pose the bigger threat to Trump in a sense, you know, it's probably better to have him there, because just in case, God forbid, because if it did, let's say Bernie Sanders won, that's it. I mean, this is a guy that wants to tax income over $500,000 at 75%. I mean, you live out there in California where they got 13.2 state income tax. Even with the Trump tax cuts, I mean, you know, I mean, in California, I mean, you pretty much have to make at least $250,000
You talk about affecting Pelosi. She went crazy with Trump's, and she said, well, you know, all that does is help the rich people. And I'm thinking, well, if that's the case, then it's you, so give the money back. You know, you're so worried about that kind of stuff. But do you think the left has figured out yet that all their acceptance, all their openness, all their no boundaries, no guidelines, no rules have actually produced the AOCs of the world, the Bernie Sanders of the world, if you would. You think they figured that out yet? And it's going to bury them.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, yeah. I mean, but it's a flawed party because the establishment, I think, is seen as untrustworthy. And the upstarts are just seen as plain nuts. So it's like it's almost like they need to remake the entire party. They need to find new moderates. I said this, you know, before, you know, ad nauseum. I mean, they need to find they're blue dog Democrats. They're reasonable, you know, pro-union, socially liberal, but, you know, fiscally sane, quite frankly, candidates that aren't going to, like, you know, destroy America. I mean, you can't, you know, we tried this already. I think that with Barack Obama, we saw enough of what the dark side would look like, you know, in under communism and stuff, how bad it could possibly be. I mean, that was probably not the best choice of words, but you know what I mean? We saw the bad side. Sorry.
But think about it. No, you're right. Because if you think about some of the things that were going on and still, you know, still going on to a degree, you know, what he did to follow Trump, what he did to spy on Trump, and he was okay with all that. Mm-hmm. I don't believe for a minute that Obama's hands are clean in any of this. I know some of my Democrat friends are going nuts because they're like, you know, well, I didn't think you were like that. Well, when you start seeing the evidence, you have to stop and say to yourself, no. There was something else going on here. He knew about it. There is no way that those guys were doing it. The NSA people were doing this without Obama's approval or knowledge. Do you agree?
No, I think that they. I definitely do agree. I think that they, you know, people make a big deal. You know, obviously the Watergate. They, you know, people talk about great scandals in American history. I think that what Barack Obama's presidency is the greatest scandal in American history.
I'm in agreement with you that at some point in time, we're going to find out this is one of the greatest frauds pulled on us in history. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Warning to Iran as more U.S. troops being deployed to the region. The Navy releasing new photographs, evidence Iran responsible for attacking two ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Dramatic death as the former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi dies during a court hearing. He had a history of health issues, but his death being investigated. Fashion giant Gloria Vanderbilt has passed away. She was 95 years old.
In the 1970s, Vanderbilt became known for her lines of fashions, perfumes, household goods, all bearing her name. She was also an early developer of designer blue jeans and the mother of CNN TV anchor Anderson Cooper.
Gloria Vanderbilt was 95 years old when she died. What an extraordinary life. What an extraordinary mom. And what an incredible woman.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you head up to the website after the segment, okay, because I don't want you wasting our time here, after the segment, you can give me your email address, you can give me some of your money, you can buy a mug, you can buy a t-shirt, do something, engage. But, you know, get involved. Let me just bring him in because I always have so much fun with him. You know, Julio Rivera joins me as he does from time to time on the show, and I always appreciate his time with me. Julio, always, and you write for every publication known to mankind, so if you want to talk about some of them, let people know where they can find your writing.
Yeah, you guys can find me, obviously, reactionarytimes.com. I'm the editorial director there, and it's a fantastic site. If you haven't checked it out in a while, this is we're on version 2.0. We redid the entire site, and we hard-launched it in April, and it's doing great. We have a lot of great contributors that give us stuff from time to time. And, you know, our news desk is second to none. We cover all the big stories, and we have a lot of good opinion stuff, a lot of good videos, trending videos, viral videos. You find it all at reactionarytimes.com. But, yeah, you can find my writing at, like, Epoch Times, Western Journal, Newsmax, Washington Times, Washington Examiner, Breitbart. IJR, go on forever, Politichicks and stuff, and like probably like 10 or 12 other places that are like really big websites. So,
Well, I always appreciate it. I do read some of your writings. You can imagine I read a lot of writings, but I read some of your writings, and they're good. People need to hop over there and read some of these topics. You know, I tell people all the time, don't read everything because you make yourself nuts. There are things that you're really hot on. Go read those articles. Go hunt those out and read them, and read them from people that you trust, that are writing them from people that you trust. Otherwise, you got to fight off all the garbage in your head. Anyhow, let's get to it. So Trump loses in 2020, if you believe any of the polls the left has been putting out there. And then even some of these guys are saying that Trump has accomplished absolutely nothing. I must be living in a twilight zone or an alternate universe. I mean, he's done something, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's remade the economy. I mean, at the end of the day, I think it's a very basic principles that always lead to economic success. He's deregulated. He's made the free market free again, or freer, let's say. It's not completely free. There's still a lot of regulatory stuff, but he's not done. I mean, he's only 3 years in. But he's made the market free market freer, and he's brought down taxes, and the economy right now he's stewarding probably the strongest economy in the history of the civilized world. I mean, this guy has done a great job, and I don't think there's any denying that.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know. Hey. I don't know if you heard, but this is because of Obama and Biden. Didn't you hear Biden?
Oh, yeah. Yes. They're going to do that, and then he's gonna cure cancer, too.
That's right.
Once again. After 40 years in Washington, he's finally decided that maybe trying to cure cancer is a good idea. I don't know. You can't make this stuff up with these guys.
No.
They're nuts. They're like literally crazy. They're the biggest, most disingenuous liars in the world. Listen, Donald Trump is the kind of guy that you got to keep your wallet in your front pocket with him if you're doing business with him. But that's just the nature of capitalism. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. But you know what? There's no more honest president that I've ever seen in my lifetime. He's literally, I look at Donald Trump and I say, what the H-E double hockey sticks was everyone else before him doing? Like, and I'm not even talking about Reagan. You know, you can throw Reagan right in that mix. You can throw Kennedy in that mix. You can throw a lot of people in that mix.
Yeah.
What were they doing? What were they doing? Honestly, like, and that's why I think that, you know, he's so polarizing within D.C. circles. Like, these people, they are used to doing things in a certain way, and that system has been upset and disrupted.
Yep.
You know, the days of them, you know, grabbing with both hands are slowly coming to an end. I'm not going to say it's over yet. I mean, still think we need to, the big thing that we need to do legislatively, I think, ultimately, is entitlement and spending reform, especially if we're going to do infrastructure.
Yep.
But people don't see how smart Trump is. Like, people go like, oh, the tariffs are bad. You know what the tariffs did on steel and aluminum? It revitalized those industries in America. So if we're going to do a $2 trillion infrastructure spending bill, wouldn't you rather have more of the money that's going to be spent on raw materials staying domestic? You know, isn't that better than going and buying junk, you know, steel and aluminum products from around the world, from China?
No question. I mean, seriously, no question. When you think about what these guys have done in the past, but you brought up something, I mean, if people would think all the way back just to JFK, if nobody else, you think about what these presidents have promised us, what both parties, and we only have, I don't care what anybody says, we really only have two parties, and even that's questionable. But, you know, you think about what they've promised over the years, what these presidents have promised, you know, during the campaign speeches, and Trump is being beat up because he's actually doing everything he said he was going to do, and they find that appalling. Think about that. Let that sink in for a minute. I'm going to build the wall.
Exactly.
He's building the wall. Right? Going to move the Jerusalem embassy. He's going to move the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem. Oh, my God. I mean, he actually did it.
Yeah, he actually has the nerve to follow through on his on his promises. And it's funny, too, because it's like, you know, the perception of him, the Trump University and the philandering and all this and that is that he's just this horrible person. But like I said, I mean, you can only judge like God. I look at it like this, and you know, people will say, people have their own opinions on it, but I think that he was like, you know, we were blessed to have Donald Trump as president. I think he was really chosen by God. It was like divine sort of, you know, intervention. You know, whether or not it really intended to win when he started to run or not, he got the job for a reason, and he's doing the job, and he's doing a great job, and even at his own peril, you know. Cause he would listen. He's a billionaire, and he's lost a lot of money being president. I mean,
well, they said because he's a bad businessman. I'm saying, wait a minute, he can't be both. He can't be a president and a businessman. But look, you live in the New Jersey area. You have worked and, you know, had to do business in New York. People on the West Coast and other places don't get it. You don't become successful on the East Coast by being a squishy, right?
No, you don't. No, you don't. Seriously, you'll get eaten alive out here and stuff. And it's funny, too, because I have a lot of buddies that are just blue-collar guys that work in construction and things like that. And listen, I've heard the stories. You know what I mean? Donald Trump is hard to work with. But you know what? At the end of the day, you got it. You better, if you do everything that's contractually required to a T, you won't have a problem.
Yep.
And you know what? You got to be smart, and you got to take your deposits in advance. and, you know, don't do work and invoice, I guess. I hate to say it like that.
You have to do business the way you would do business. I know an attorney that worked with him for years and said the same thing. Look, the guy was a bear to work with, but when you did what you were supposed to do, you got paid. When you didn't do what you were supposed to do, you had to fight for your money, which is the way it should be. You shouldn't get – that's the government mindset. You show up, you have a heartbeat, you get paid. No. How about you show up with a heartbeat and you do the work and then you get paid? How about that? It is a novel idea, don't you think?
Exactly, yeah. So, you know what I mean? So, I mean, people have different, you know, negative outlooks on some of the things. But just capitalism, I think, in our day and age nowadays, I think people, there's like a kind of a negative connotation to it, especially with the younger generations, because they always assume that it's all steeped in greed and stuff like that. But, I mean, the truth of the matter is, I mean, that's kind of how revenue and how, you know, wealth is created. I mean, you have to have innovation. You have to have a free market. You can't have those restrictions. And with the good comes the bad. I mean, listen, there is no perfect system. I think that's where the Democrats have it wrong. They think that, you know, our lives, the earth is like a sociological experiment that they're going to tell us that this is how we live. This is as much as we can have. This is as happy as we can be. And they, you know, if they preset these limits, they think that they can take care of more people, but really they're just making everybody miserable.
And it's more for them to watch over. They can't even watch over the our veterans hospitals, and all of a sudden they think they're going to be able to put all these plans in place. They're going to be able to do a better job on watching our money, watching over our health care, watching over our education. No. They're killing vets every day. I don't want them watching over anything for me. Right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because that's ultimately what government, socialized healthcare is going to basically be an expanded version of the VA, you know, for all intents and purposes, the VA hospital system. That's kind of what full socialized medicine would look like in this country. That's what it looks like in, you know, a lot of the rest of the world that has it. They claim it's so wonderful. And, you know, that's why you can't go see a doctor for months. I mean, you got these poor veterans that all have, you know, a lot of them have PTSD, and they have these issues. They go in and they need to see doctors immediately, and they're just, you know, a lot of them are dying while they're waiting to be seen, and that's horrible.
All right, I know you were tight on time. I don't know if you can come back. If you don't come back, you don't have to, but where do people find you? Or do you want to stay?
I'll be back for another segment.
All right, cool. All right, go. Yeah, all right, great. So Julio's going to stay with us, and I didn't even have to pay him for the extra segment. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. You know, people think that.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Let me just bring him on, because I always have so much fun with him when he's on with me. Julio Rivera is with me, and I always appreciate the time he spends with us on the air and just being part of the show. Julio, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much.
And you can find his writings at reactionarytimes.com.
Reactionarytimes.com.
If you're driving, don't write it down. You can always go back at the show later on. But reactionary.
Exactly. It's not that hard to remember. It's actually kind of catchy, isn't it? Reactionarytimes.com.
It is. Very, yeah. Similar to the real
stuff. Exactly.
Side. It's just kind of. But anyhow.
Yeah. If you want exciting reactionary type stories, go to reactionarytimes.com. Yes, we're going to relaunch. We have a lot of really big things coming up with Reactionary Times over the next couple of months, too. So if everybody just stays logged on to it and look for it, we're going to start a video show again. We're going to start doing a radio show. We're going to really take it up to the next level. So, if you guys definitely appreciate all your support. I obviously appreciate you, Joe. And all the exposure I get, with your audience through you, You know, and we're just trying to do fight to keep fighting a good fight. I mean, we got a big election next year, and let's just keep telling the truth.
You know, did we talk about the Trump impeachment rallies? Did I talk to him about that? No. Do you know there was impeachment rallies over the weekend? Because I heard about it, but if you jumped a curb in most most intersections, you couldn't have hit any of them because they weren't anywhere to be found.
Yeah, it's like the Biden rallies. It's like five guys standing around. Two of them aren't even there for the rally. They're just trying to figure out what's going on.
Oh, they're waiting for a bus.
You know, the other two of them out of the other three were probably paid to be there. And no, it's pathetic. It's like, you know what's funny? There was a Tim Kaine rally. I don't know if you remember this. Tim Kaine held a rally.
Oh, yeah.
In the waning days of the 2016 presidential, campaign, the Democratic presidential campaign, where he literally, I think they said he had 11 people there.
Yeah. Did you see?
A major ticket vice president candidate. Wow.
Oh, I heard. Did you see de Blasio? He was walking through New York, somewhere in New York, and they were talking with him, and they're interviewing him because, he's walking the streets to be with the people, and there's a big, supposedly, the way they're shooting this, there's a big crowd behind him. And it looks like the guy with the camera can't keep up, can't get past all the people. And then some, God bless some person who had an iPhone that was out in front of de Blasio, took the picture backwards. And there were 14 people behind de Blasio, right? There wasn't these throngs of people you couldn't get up. There were 13 or 14 people. I thought it was crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost like, and then contrast that with Donald Trump, where his things are like, WWE monster truck rally things. You got like 20,000 people in the arena. You got 15,000 people knocking on the door outside the arena trying to get in. I mean, it's insane. I mean, there's just no excitement with the Democrats. They really are. They're a low energy party. What was it that that Trump said about Biden last week that just was so hilarious? He called him a dummy and something else. I forgot what it was.
I don't know, but if you look at him, you're right. He's got low energy. And I don't think he's flip flopping. I think he has no clues to what he's talking about. That's what I believe.
I think he's just willing to say. I mean, that's the difference between a politician with integrity, and a politician. The worst of what a politician can be. Willing to say anything to get your vote, to garner your support, to get your check for their campaign, to get just willing to do anything. I mean, and that's just the fakeness. That's the one thing I will say with Trump. He may not be perfect. I don't agree with him on everything. I think that they really, his idea of healthcare, I think, healthcare reform, like the American Healthcare Act, which I think is along the lines of like big government healthcare. That's the one thing I don't like about Trump. But I mean, at least, what to expect with him, which is the one thing that I was telling people they couldn't do with him when, during the primary, because I was like, oh, we don't know what this guy's going to be like. Can we trust him? Blah, blah, blah. And, he's passed with flying colors. I mean, he is who he is. What he says he is, and I think that, they're going to crush the Democrats next year. I think he's going to win at least, I think, 33, 34.
I agree with you, too, because they can't make up their mind what they are, what they want to be, what direction they want to go into. The American people, even the rank-and-file Democrats, are not into socialism, not into communism. Uh-huh. They don't even want to get close to it. And then I think the pollsters are trying to do the same thing they did back in the election of 2016, where they're trying to make it look like the people are against Trump. They don't want anything to do with Trump, and that's why the numbers look the way they look. That's what I personally believe. And then you have these guys that I guess they left or they were still there, the pollsters from within that leaked the information. I mean, you got to be a really some kind of stupid with a whole bunch of wrapped in hate to do what these guys are doing to Trump. Don't you agree?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's basically what they're trying to do is they're basically trying to, it's a psychological ploy with the American people. It's just like they're going to pretend that he doesn't have a chance to win with fake polling. They're going to pretend or try to create this facade that he's done something illegal, that he's a criminal, that he should be removed from office. And that's why they do all this impeachment talk. It's basically, very insidious, I think, because they're not, I don't think that he's gotten fair coverage I think if there was a Democrat president that was doing the kind of job that he is economically, which wouldn't happen. I mean, I think that's an oxymoron, because I think that, you know, the way that the Democrats, you know, control the economy, I don't think that we would ever get those results under it. But I'm just saying, if he was a Democrat, if he ran as a Democrat and he was doing this, I mean, I think the perception and the press coverage would be completely different. I mean, it'd be a day and night difference.
Well, you know, again, you look at the people that on the Democrat side that are going after Biden, right? You look at the AOCs of the world, Perez and others, that are going after Biden, being old hat, old school. You know, Perez came out and said, right, if you're pro-life or if you're not pro-choice, then this is not the party for you. And Pelosi came out almost scurrying out with her high heels trying to get her dentures to stay in and saying, no, that's not right. That's not what we stand for. We believe everybody has a right. You know, I mean, she is now having the backpedal for the head of the DNC. I think it's hilarious. It shows you they're not as cohesive as they'd like us to believe that they are. They're not on the same page. And AOC wants all the old folks gone.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, it boils down to one person. There was a real strong person in leadership before. When Harry Reid retired, I think that sent shockwaves to that party. And I think that they've been trying to find their identity ever since.
Really?
I know that sounds crazy, because it's like I'm giving, in a sense, giving him praise. But that party moved like a well-oiled machine when he was at the top of leadership.
Yeah, well, him and Pelosi, I think, as a team. I mean, she's the money person, and he's the strategic planner. That's the way I see it. You know, she's the money raiser, and he implements the plan. And you're very much right about that stuff. And right now, they don't have anybody. Schumer, he sounds like a whiny New York brat every time he gets up there and gives a speech. And I can say that because I'm from Boston. So, you know what I'm saying?
No. Yeah, Schumer is no Harry Reid.
No,
you know, in terms of being a formidable opponent. I mean, if Harry Reid was there, I think he'd be giving Trump more fits than Chuck Schumer thinks he can. I mean, Chuck Schumer's a joke.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that, because when you look at, again, you look at the difference between the two of them, how they handle stuff, how they approach things. You know, Chuck winds around the issue, and Harry, I used to joke about it, but Harry used to go at it, you know, all horns forward to take on an issue or somebody in particular. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we got a long way to go. But you just said you believe that Republicans/conservatives are going to mop the floor with the Democrats. But, man, do we really have, truly have Republicans and Republican conservatives? Or are we going to fill the Congress again with a bunch of semi-pseudo-rhinos like we had last time?
I think that it can go two different ways. But I think what I'm believing in and I'm having faith in and I'm praying for is that, you know, Donald Trump has kind of, you know, put his brass, you know what, on the table. And that I think that people are going to follow his lead. I think that they know being squishy isn't going to help. You know, the first legislative session under Donald Trump, you know, they did, when they went to the midterms, you know, they wound up losing. You know, we wound up losing the House, rather. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that there was a lot of indecisiveness on issues like healthcare. I mean, they wasted 23 days in the spring of 2017, 23 legislative days, which were very, very valuable time on the American Healthcare Act. They didn't really do a lot of things other than tax reform, you know, like the first year. So they didn't get as much done as they should have. And a lot of it had to do with the infighting. We still had, you know, John McCain was still walking around with his diseased brain, saying a lot of stupid things and kind of throwing things off course. A lot of the party leadership. And then you still got that with the Romneys and people like that. Unfortunately, Mitt Romney decided that he wanted to interject himself back into the process. So we'll have to see how it plays out going forward. But I mean, I think that if these guys, you know, ideologically, you know, want to get behind Donald Trump and fight for those values,
really,
those issues,
yeah,
they'll do good. They'll do.
You're
going
to really have to do. All right, tell people real quick, reactionarytimes.com, right? That's where they can find everything about you.
Yeah, and at @OhYeahTheStudio on Twitter.
Perfect. All right, listen, when we come back, people, don't go far, because Teen Vogue says prostitution is a real job, especially for 13-year-olds. I'm not kidding you.
No,
we'll be back in a few. Joe Mastino, we'll be back in a few minutes.